Today, it's International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and the impact of violence against women, as we've been discussing through the morning, is being acknowledged around this country today with White Ribbon Day. But the issue of domestic violence is especially acute for Indigenous women, who are 34 times more likely to be hospitalised as a result of family violence than non-Indigenous women. So what's happening in the top end at the moment is of particular significance today. Aboriginal men from three remote Northern Territory communities come together to show their commitment to ending violence against women and children. In total, 448 men have taken part in the Our Men, Our Healing program, which is running in the Warramyunga, Nooka and Manangrida communities. It's all part of an initiative by the Healing Foundation, which aims to tackle domestic violence as well as reduce suicide, self-harm and rates of incarceration within Indigenous Australia. The program's been running for 2 years, and today an evaluation report on its effectiveness is going to be released at a special White Ribbon Day event in Darwin. Professor Steve Larkin is the Pro Vice-Chancellor of Indigenous Leadership at the Charles Darwin University and the Chair of the Healing Foundation. Steve Larkin, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Tell us a little bit about the Our Men, Our Healing program and the impact it's having so far in the 2 years it's been operating, can you?
Yes, look, the Our Men, Our Healing program is a program, as you've stated, run in each of these three communities. It's about focusing on healing for men in those communities. The participation has been largely voluntary, although there's been some referrals from corrections. And we haven't had anyone drop off. Now, the significance of it is that within the short time frame of 2 years, it's showing some very promising results, that we're seeing the incidence of family violence being reduced. We're seeing men rates of reoffending being reduced by at least 50% in some areas. We're seeing women reporting that they're feeling safer and not having to access shelters. So, in terms of what might have been presented as an intractable problem, we're showing promising breakthrough results here.
Tell me a bit more about that, the findings that women are feeling safer and more supported by the men in their families and communities. How sort of developed was that? Is that just one or two women saying that, or is there research quantifying that?
Well, through the evaluation was primarily a qualitative exercise. That mm-hmm. is, you know, we interviewed a number of key stakeholders, which included women in the community. So certainly women from those families that might have been affected are primarily the informants, saying that there's been a sea change, that men's behaviour is no longer violent, they don't feel threatened or intimidated, and that they're not having to then, obviously, having to access the types of response services that such as shelters. So,
which is great, which is really great, isn't it? Steve, tell us how the program works, changing violent behaviour.
Well, I think the most significant aspect of the program is the way it was designed. It wasn't about the Healing Foundation coming in and prescribing or imposing a set way of doing this work. It was actually done in negotiation with each of the men's groups and each of the communities. And so they've had degrees of control over what should be done and how it should be done and when and where. So these programs deliver counselling, family support, advocacy, cultural brokerage and case management, as well as a number of cultural activities that men have identified that I guess help them to do both individually and collectively, not just support each other, but to redefine their identities and their cultures in the face of addressing these issues.
So the key to it is it's being driven by them and designed by them to some degree.
Yes, and I think that it probably signals some lessons for the future, where we think that things are just too hard to achieve a result on, that the same results keep perpetuating, that quite a different approach based on, you know, relationships and trust can achieve these sorts of results. And in fact, that the old adage that the solution lies in the community is being held to be true if you set it up the right way.
And it's a residential program, is it? Do people have to come along and go away to the bush or something? How much of that and how much of that is focused too on reconnecting with their, you know, traditional culture?
No, it's not a residential program. Men come together voluntary, but what they're reporting in the evaluation is that that's a highly valued initiative of the program that provides a space for men to talk with each other about, you know, quite sophisticated and complex issues. And then we're also hearing from the evaluation that there's been a resumption or a rejuvenation of some of that cultural activities that had been probably dormant for quite some time. So I think, the results are very promising.
About 40% of the men taking part in this program are young, under the age of 18. Why is that, Steve? And how important is it, do you think, to reach young men?
Well, we'd argue that things such as family violence and the trauma that goes with it can be intergenerational. And so having older men in the group with the younger men and getting younger men to engage with the program means that to a large extent we can see some practical role modelling and some supportive from elders about how these young men ought to conduct themselves in the future of their lives.
I mean, the frightening thing, I think, when I read that statistic is that men under the age of 18 are already being violent against women. Is that what this tells us?
Well, as I said, it's an intergenerational effect, and we can't argue with the reported incidents of family violence. But certainly, it doesn't have to stop there, and there's things that we can do in now and into the future. And so the program invests that sort of engagement both with all men of all ages, but particularly I think it's very pleasing to see that younger men are increasingly engaging in the program, bearing in mind that it's voluntary engagement. So they're opting to come into the program to change their lives because, they're going to be the future fathers and uncles and brothers and leaders in that community.
And particularly important when it goes to the recidivism rates. You said this has had an impact, I think a 50% reduction in one community of recidivism, which is that particularly so for the younger men? Which would be life-changing.
I don't have that degree of detail available to me, but I think you could read into it that it's quite probable that the men from those age groups have been those figures.
So this is three pilot projects that have been operating for 2 years now in remote communities with such effect, with such good results. Are there plans to roll it out further? Is there funding to roll it out further and other communities begging for it?
Well, we do know that women in those groups are asking for similar initiatives to be able to be developed for women in the community, and as to the shape and form of that, it will be up to them if we're able to go that far. We've had generous support from the Department of Children and Families in the NT, and I suspect sometime in the near future we'll be entering in negotiations again with the Minister, Minister Price, about how we might proceed following the completion of these projects. So I think the results suggest that at this early stage that this initiative ought to be continued and expanded.
Sounds like an urgent priority if you ask me, Steve. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Fran. Good morning.
Professor Steve Larkin, he's the Pro Vice-Chancellor of Indigenous Leadership at the Charles Darwin University, the Chair of the Healing Foundation, and they're going to be launching this report into the results from the Our Men, Our Healing program, which has just been piloted in three remote communities, which is, some terrific results, which is great news. It's 8:15 on Breakfast.